I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Religious and non-religious alike are gathering around the world today to mark World AIDS Day. It's an international observance commemorating tens of millions who suffer from or who have died of the disease. More than ever before, Christians in the U.S. will be a major part of it, says World Vision's Steve Haas.
If you were to have told me that 3 years ago that there'd be 90 Christian college campuses doing major campaigns in light of AIDS, 3 years ago, I would have said, you're crazy. I mean, that isn't happening. That won't happen. But it's happening today.
Churches are also getting more involved. As they help, it provides great opportunities to share Christ. Next, changes coming to Buckner Children and Family Services, formerly Buckner Orphan Care. Not only a name change, but also leadership. Buckner President and CEO Ken Hall tapped Albert Reyes to lead the newly revamped ministry. Together, he and Reyes are readying a strategic stretching into other countries, looking to shape maximum ministry impact.
By sharing the good news of Christ's love with the children, we also impact the caregivers, the governments, the other volunteers. So it's a very intentional effort at engaging people with the faith.
And Pepe Luis Flores Veras wears many hats. He's a pastor, a church planter, and a visionary who has helped start 5 churches in Lima, Peru. Teamed with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, Veras uses homes as meeting places as a means to strategic growth. Called prayer dwellings, these are homes hosting evangelical church services with a vision to have a city filled with prayer houses. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.